The Squish Series, Book 2, I Am an Outsider. Hello everyone, welcome to Signpost for Living with Dr. Kirsten Hunter, and I can see Kristen Coggan just over the book that she's reading, which is this gorgeous book we're talking about. And that's a nice sign. So we have got I'm an Outsider, which I don't know which is my favourite of the Squish books. It might be this one because it makes me melt the most. You know? It sort of really, you know, hits hard. So the gorgeous Emma Moorman has done the illustrations yet again of gorgeous Squish, who is a very heartfelt character who expresses all this emotionality and connection through the pages. So
I don't think we've explained what Squish looks like, though. Maybe we should.
Well, okay, yeah, Squish, thank you. Squish is a little blue character who is an alien, I think.
Well, I think he's an alien, but he might not be.
He might not be.
He's got antennae, which makes him very cute.
Antennae. He's got this beautiful three-dimensional red heart on his chest. And
he's got the most expressive big eyes.
Gorgeous eyes. Yeah, he's a very, fluid little character.
Very cute.
If that makes sense. He's not anything, really. He's just Squish. He does, I think because the antenna, I kind of think a little bit alien, but not really. I think he's just a cute little character. Butterfly. Oh, yes. So, like, caterpillar creature.
I mean,
creature.
Look at him there.
Oh, that looks really depressed, actually.
But he does. But he looks cute.
Cute. He shows so much emotion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just want to cuddle him.
And he's got two little friends, Jester and Pert. Jester is this, like, little dog that is kind of a bit ADHD. Don't you think? Whipping around everywhere. Mm. Adorable and just a just with a weird little ping pong on the end of his tail.
Mm.
And then we've got Purr, who is a cat that originally had six legs but now has four, but has so much flubber fur.
Mm. That you flubber can, fur, that's a really good way of saying it, yes.
That you can barely, and Fleur, I'm guessing Fleur's female, is, who cares, is purple with a pink tail. And exquisite big, these gorgeous big eyes, very anime eyes. And, just pretty up for the fun, very cuddly and gorgeous. And we've got his butt in that one. Do you like that one?
Oh, that is cute.
I know, cute butt. Yeah. So, there you go. So you know, not in all of the pages, but a lot of the pages, we've got gorgeous Jester and Purr, which is gorgeous. I wanted to just kind of create a few little friends in there. Which is cute. Mm. So I'm an Outsider is about how we all enter a group and we think, am I included or am I excluded? Am I on the outside? What are they thinking of me? Am I not okay? Am I judged? Am I rejected? And that's just a typical human response. But our little people, they start to feel those thoughts, feel those feelings and those thoughts. You know, pretty early on, all through primary school, high school, that's what we call schooling in Australia, of course, and it's tough. It's a tough, tough gig, and it really impacts our sense of rejection and our sense of our self-esteem. So this book is really about saying, hey, how about we just stop for a moment and realize everyone's having those thoughts?
Oh, and so valuable because little kids they can feel that, but they can't articulate that and tell you that's what's the problem.
No.
But if they can read about it.
Absolutely. Mm. And so it's really kind of saying, hey, we're all kind of, if we're feeling like an outsider, so is this next person, next person, next person. We're all outsiders. Stuff this logic of being an insider. Let's all be outsiders together. Mm. And it's really about kind of opening up our mind to realize other people also are having the same internal dialogue and not to think it's just you and to just take a breath. It's okay. And to feel a sense of kind of connection with that shared insecurity, I guess.
Yes.
When I wrote these, I haven't told you this, but I didn't actually write these books consciously.
right.
Yeah. I was doing kind of meditation, I guess.
Okay. Yep.
Well, I was. And my brain, my unconscious, definitely not my conscious, subconscious in there maybe, it kind of came up with these ideas. And how to kind of I had this fire in my belly, you know, with I hate that these issues keep coming up with kids. I wish I could communicate. I wish I could create a resource for them so that they could really relate to these concepts and we could just really, you know, help them mm-hmm. to understand themselves and to just release so much of the emotional turmoil that kids have. And I came up with these books, and they're written in a rhyme that is enjoyable to read, that quietens the mind, and it just flows beautifully.
Yep.
So a lot of work have gone into these books. The more easy a book is to read, the more work has gone into it. And I like to think these are very easy to read.
I agree.
So a lot of work's gone in from the illustration and from writing. So I muck around, but there's actually a lot of heart in this. And, so I'm an Outsider. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful book.
Yes.
Beautiful. Love it. So there you go. And Kristen's still got her head in the book.
Yeah, I'm still reading it.
Which is great.
I'm not talking to you now. I'm reading the book.
And you really like the back cover because there's this sort of back cover of Jester and Purr having yes. kind of like a chasey.
It's like the dog and the cat have got the zoomies.
The zoomies.
You know when dogs and cats zoom everywhere? Yeah,
I love all that attention to detail. And that's Emma. Emma had fun there.
Yes.
Which is beautiful. Just gorgeous. Yeah. So there you go, guys. If you want to jump on, the I Am an Outsider is basically available everywhere online.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently I'm doing them audiobook. Haven't got there yet.
Yeah.
But we'll get to that. So if you want to jump on the website as well, you can see them all and you can get kind of a sense of how the four books work together.
Yep.
So that's KirstenHunterAuthor.com and Facebook and Instagram, KirstenHunterAuthor, Twitter, KirstenHunterAU, YouTube, Psych in Your Car, and here we are on Signpost of Living with Dr. Kirsten Hunter. Kristen, thank you so much, darling.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
Pleasure. Pleasure. See ya.
Bye.